Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, welcome to another edition of Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Tonight's broadcast is a rebroadcast tonight, so I want to make sure you understood that. This is the moderator for Straight to the Point, and this is a rebroadcast tonight. Dr. Henderson is traveling abroad, and she'll be back the next Monday. We hope she'll be back because she's such a busy person. She'll be back with us, but I did want to share that with you tonight. Tonight's broadcast is a rebroadcast of Straight to the Point. God bless you and enjoy this wonderful, wonderful message tonight from Dr. Henderson. Just a powerful, always a powerful message with her as well. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is a rebroadcast tonight. God bless you and enjoy your wonderful life. Have a great rest of the evening and also have a great, great rest of the week as well. And we'll talk to you next time. Please share this out on your networks as well, the Straight to the Point, where Dr. Henderson brings the word of God. Very encouraging, very powerful, very insightful, but also needed. For the word of God does go out and will not return void. So we thank God for you tonight. Thank you so much. This is Straight to the Point. Enjoy this rebroadcast tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Bye-bye.
Fall into the power that worketh in us.
Hallelujah. How many believe it tonight? Somebody turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, he's able. Tell somebody else, he's able. Y'all ready?
Abundantly above all you could ask for, can according to the power that worketh in
never wanted to give up. Has anybody ever wanted to throw in the towel? Anybody know God to be able? Don't give up on God when he won't give up on you. He's able.
The globe, welcome to another edition of Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen, with Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. She'll be coming up shortly. We got another song and a few announcements as well. But ladies and gentlemen, as Dr. Henderson would say, guys, somebody do some cartwheels and flips, guys. This is Straight to the Point tonight. Get excited about what's happening. Yes. Get excited, folks. Get excited. Somebody go outside, do those cartwheels and flips, and come back in here and listen to the program. So, again, we thank you for the time with us tonight. Dr. Henderson is coming up shortly. Get excited about that. Yes. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen all across the globe, put that number out there, the number to call in and listen in and be a part of this program tonight, 347-843-4559. God is good. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. While you're waiting and listening to the next song, you'd be texting out that number, 347-843-4559. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe as well, it's always good to periodically give some updates on how Straight to the Point is listed all across the globe. And I did some research tonight, and I said, man, let me pull some countries around the world and see what's going on the stats. So before we do that, let's give Dr. Henderson another round of applause for Straight to the Point tonight. Yes. Hey, guys, the network is listen to right now. We got stats from the USA, of course, UK, South Korea, Brazil, Germany, Ghana, Nigeria, Cameroon, Kenya, South Africa, India, Pakistan, and Australia. Y'all give the Lord a hand clap of praise for all of that right there. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us around the globe, this is Straight to the Point. The prophet, Dr. Dolores T. Henderson, she'll be with you guys right after this next song. God bless you, and welcome to the program tonight.
Because it's a new season. It's a new day. It's a season of power and prosperity. Yes, it is. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Gentlemen all across the globe, if you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, real quickly, that number, 347-843-4559, put that number out there. But right now, we're going to go straight to Dr. Henderson. Y'all welcome Dr. Henderson as we open up our mic.
Good evening, everybody, out there in the young land. I want to greet you, and I want to say it's a new season, and it's a new day. Coming your way. The season of power, and it is a season of prosperity. It's a new season. It's coming to me. I want to welcome you to the Straight to the Point. Those of you who are tuning in with me for the first time, let me tell you who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic and visual broadcast that is aimed at general world issues as we offer real solutions for every single person we lean on, depend on, stand on the Word of God that says, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have an everlasting life. So I want everybody tonight to know that anybody, somebody, everybody, anybody who call on the name of the Lord, you can be saved. The word says that anybody that calls on the name of the Lord, that you shall be saved. I'm excited that you guys have tuned in with me on tonight. There's a bit of an echo, but I'm so excited that you guys are tuning in with me on tonight and that you are here. Those of you who are listening by way of the internet, those of you who are listening by way of live, those of you who are going to call back, I want to welcome you to the Straight to the Point. I want to thank and give credit to the gospel artists, that songs that we played on tonight. Dietrich Haddon, his song was He's Able. How many of you know on tonight that he's able? We're in the middle of 2023. We're going into the seventh month, but I just want you to know that he was able in 2021. He was able in 2022. He was able in 2023 and moving on as we come heading to a close of 2023. He's still able. So I want somebody to get up, shout, put your dancing shoes on, and give him some glory, because he's a truly keeping God. He's able. I don't care what the situation is, what problem you're facing. I just come to tell you on tonight that he's able. He can do anything but fail. So whatever you're going through on tonight, whatever you experience, wherever you're facing, I just want you to look adversity straight in the face and tell adversity he's able. Whatever you're feeling in your body, I want you to touch your body, that pain point, right now as I'm speaking to you. The sound of my voice, I want you to touch that part of your body that's experiencing pain, that's experiencing distraught, that's experiencing hurt. I want you to touch it and just speak to your body and say, he's able. So we give credit to Dietrich Haddon, but also to Martha Menezes and your ladder should be greater. I just want somebody to know that today is your ladder. I'm not talking about next year. I'm not talking about 3 years from now. I'm not talking about 5 years from now, but I'm talking about today. Today is your ladder. Whatever happened in the past is over. For this is a new day. God has turned the page on your past. And today starts the new, your future. Today starts your future. Not your present, but right now. Today starts what God wants to do in your future. And he said that your ladder should be greater. So starting today, whatever you put your hands to do, it should be greater. Starting today, that business that you are building, it should be greater. Starting today, that ministry that you are building, it should be greater. Starting today, that crumbling marriage that you've been trying to work on, it should be greater. Starting today, those wavering children that you've been praying for, can't sleep at night, walking the floors, crying yourself to sleep. God said that he has heard your prayers, and those children, they will do great things, and they will be great, and they will do greater. So I come to encourage somebody on tonight to let you know that God has not forgotten about you. He has not forgotten about your labor of love. He has not forgotten about the promises that he has made. He has not forgotten about the promise that he has made you when he said that he was going to heal your body, when he says that he was going to make your name great, that he said that he would save your children, that he would say, my God, that he's going to take you to places that you've never, ever dreamed of, because our God can do anything but fail. Our God is not like man, that he will lie or shall lie. He can't lie. Lying is not even in him. Now, he's not even made up of lies. So if he say he's going to do something, he's going to do it. He's not like a man, my friends. He's God, and he's God all by himself. When he went to go swear on a thing, he couldn't find nothing to swear on because there's nobody greater than him, nobody wiser, nobody better, nobody more awesome, nobody more amazing than God. So he had to swear by his own name. Amen. So I want somebody to be encouraged on tonight to know that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that will not lie, shall not lie, cannot lie, that the God who is the unmovable mover, the unshakable shaker, the unchangeable changer, he does not change. So you don't have to worry about him getting upset with you and changing his mind about what he said about you. You, whatever he spoke, whatever he thought about you before he put you in your mama's womb, before he placed you here on earth, he thought about you in the heavens when you was a spirit being in heaven. Before he even placed you in your mama's womb, he thought that you were about you and said and named you in the heavens that you would be great, that you would be prosperous, that you would be awesome, you would be anointed. You would, some of you, you would go to the nations. You would preach the unadulterated word of God. You would pull down strongholds. He would use you mighty to heal the sick and raise the dead. Some of you, you would be multi-millionaires, billionaires, lending to the government, lending to churches. God has not changed his mind about you. Before he put you in your mama's womb, he called forth what you would be in the earth. And I come to tell somebody on tonight that it shall come to pass. Let me say that again. I come to tell somebody on tonight and listen from the sound of my voice that it shall come to pass, because you was predestined to be great. You was predestined to be awesome. You were predestined to win. There's a winner in you because God said it. The God, the sovereign God, who's bigger than every problem that you're facing on tonight. The sovereign God. He's bigger than any giant that will try to come to tear you down. The giant of health situations. Every time you turn around, is this going on and that's going on. But the enemy is trying to tear your body down. But I remember a man named Job, and God had to tell the devil, he said, you can touch things around him, but you can't have his soul because it belonged to me. And I come to tell somebody on tonight, I don't care how many arrows the enemy tries to throw your way, try to shoot toward your way, you belong to God. And that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. In every tongue that shall rise up against you in judgment, the tongue of the snake, the tongue of the swirling, and the tongue of the scorpion, the tongue of the devil, the tongue of the cat, the mouse, whatever will try to come up against you, you shall condemn. Because you, my friend, you have been empowered to be great. You have been empowered with all authority, all the dominion, and all the power to crush any creeping thing, anything that will try to come up against you to hurt you, even poison that they may try to give you, it shall not work. Because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And I come to tell somebody here tonight that health crisis is a spiritual battle. And in order for you to win, my friend, in order for you to beat this health crisis, you got to use your weapons. Use your weapons of mass destruction. Your weapons of mass destruction. The prayer life. The name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Pull out your sword of the Spirit. Put on your shield of faith. Put on your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. My God, somebody hit me on tonight. Your breastplate of righteousness. Somebody hit me on tonight. Put on your armor of God. Amen. And let the enemy know that my ladder shall be greater. And starting today, I declare and I decree by the power of the Holy Ghost, I'm living in my ladder. My ladder starts today, not tomorrow, not next year, not 2 years from now, but my ladder. Somebody hear me on tonight. My ladder starts today. So I want to welcome you guys to the Straight to the Point, and I'm almost finished. I was looking, my God, I was looking at the book of Haggai. And in the book of Haggai, the second chapter in the ninth verse, God took me to the glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place where I give you peace, saith the Lord of hosts. I want to encourage somebody on tonight to remember ye not the former things. Hashata, Gorobasike, somebody hear me and hear me clearly. I said forget about the former things. Forget about the past things. Forget about who did it, who done it. Forget about that past life that you have. Building and doing a new thing in your life. God is doing a new thing in you. Forget about all the betrayals, the hate, all of that. God said that because the glory that I'm going to bring forth through you should be greater than every test, every trial, everything that comes to burden you down, that allow you to grow weary. He said that I'm going to rebuild you. He said, this new thing I'm doing in you, eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard about what I'm about to do in you. He said that although in this particular scripture, he was referencing, and if you go to Haggai, the first chapter, and read it, he was referencing how they had put other things before building him his house. And in that former house was a mess. They made made a mess of it. And so in Haggai, the second chapter, he was telling them that he's going to do a new thing with this new house, and with this new house, he's going to give them peace, and that the glory of the latter house, amen, is going to be greater than the former house. So don't worry about the former house. A lot of times we always look at what went wrong, and then we be afraid to move forward of what God wants us to do because we're so caught up on what went wrong the last time. And God told me to tell somebody on tonight, shake it out of your mind, shake it out of your heart. Don't worry about what went wrong the last. Don't worry about who didn't help you, who wasn't there for you the last time. God said in this latter stage of your life, the latter should be greater. Starting today and moving forward, I'm bringing people into your life to add to you, not subtract. I'm bringing people in your life to sow into you and not deduct. I'm bringing people in your life who will push you and propel you to and catapult you to the next level. He said, forget about the former things. Forget about the former house. I'm bringing you into your new realm of glory. Somebody hear me on tonight. I said, God said he's bringing you into a new realm of glory, a new realm of glory where as soon as you connect with it and connect to it, that things are going to be start lining up according to his plan. And God said, you will know. Ooh, somebody hear me on tonight. You will know that it's a God thing because it won't come with controversy and catastrophe, but it will come with peace. God said, if I will give you peace, saith the Lord. That is how you're going to know that it's a God thing, because God said, I'm going to give you peace. There will be no doubt. There will be no confusion. There will be no worry. There will be no thinking, is this person for me or is this person against me? God said, I'm going to give you a peace about the situation. I'm going to give you a peace about the new job, the new business, the new partnership. I'm going to give you a peace about the new church, the new house, the new pastors. I'm going to give you a peace about the new opportunity. I'm going to give you a peace about the situation, and you're going to know that I am in it because I am not a God of confusion. I am not the author of confusion. I've never authored confusion. I've never sent confusion. I'm not a God of discord. I'm not a God of discord, but I am a God of peace. Somebody hear me on tonight. And how you would know that it's a God thing, somebody hear me on tonight, is he said, I'm going to give you a peace that surpasses all your understanding, that should keep your heart and your mind in and through Jesus Christ. Somebody hear me. He said the glory of the latter house should be greater, my God. And not just that. Whatever that was deducted from your former experience, whatever you lost in your former experience, if you lost money, if you lost houses, if you lost relationships, whatever you lost, God said, I'm going to, in this latter house, in this latter part of your life, in this latter opportunity, in this latter relationship, he said, I'm going to prosper you. I'm going to make you fruitful, and you're going to multiply, and it's going to be greater than what you think you lost. He said, let it go. Let go of what you think you lost to give you greater. And in order for me to give you the greater, you got to let go of the former things. Let go of the former house. Let go of the former things that held you down. Let go of the former things that made you want to quit and give up, that made you cry all night, walking the floors. Let it go. He said, because I have come to bring you the latter. And in the latter, my God, it's glory in it. And that's how you know I'm in it. He said two things. He said, the first thing you know I'm in it because it's peace, my God. Somebody hear me on tonight. And he said the second way you would know I'm in it He said, because you will begin to feel my glory. You will begin to feel my, you will begin to feel, my God, feel me in this situation. And that's how you're going to know that I am in it. He said to his people, he said, I want you to know that the silver is mine. Hallelujah. Somebody hear me on tonight. The devil is a liar. You will not be poor all your life. You will not be struggling all your life. You will not be robbing Peter to pay Paul. You will not be begging all your life. Tonight I declare and decree by the power of the Holy Ghost, financial lack should never be your portion. I decree and I declare by the power of the Holy Ghost that you shall prosper in the name of Jesus, because the God that we serve on a cattle on a thousand hills, the Bible says in Haggai, the second chapter, the 8th verse, the Lord said, the silver is mine and the gold is mine. My God, and he said, if the silver is mine and the gold is mine, and if you're my child, I want you to know that you will prosper. I declare by the power of God that on this day, my God, and moving forward, prosperity should be in your lot of house. Ooh. So not only the glory, not only peace, but God said the third thing, how you would know that I'm in this lot of house, this lot of part of your life. He said, because you are going to prosper. You're going to just not just prosper in the spirit, but God said you're going to prosper in the natural. Because if the silver is mine and the gold is mine, God said, I'm about to fill some bank accounts. God said, I'm about to make you prosper. I'm about to make you fruitful. I'm about to make you bloom. I'm about to make you blossom like never before. And you will no longer be the lender. You will no longer be the beggar, but you will be the lender. You will no longer be the tail, but you will be the head. Somebody hear me on tonight. The God that we serve is not a poor God. We serve a rich God. God said, I have covenanted with you. You are my child. He said, I have made you a promise, and I'm coming to fulfill that promise for you in the earth. The latter shall be greater. Somebody hear me on tonight. I say your latter shall be greater than your past. You've been listening to the Straight to the Point. Dr. Vaughn, let's open the line.
Yes, Dr. Henderson. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us around the globe there, this is Straight to the Point. You're listening to the wonderful voice of prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Hey, we're getting ready to go to the lines, and I know everybody who's online is hopping at their seat, but we got to go to Evangelist Jacqueline Mays. Evangelist, you're on with Doc tonight. God bless you, madam. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, everyone. God
hey,
bless you, Dr.
God
Henderson.
Bless you. How are you?
Yes.
How you doing? Hello.
Yes, I am doing amazing. I am doing amazing, especially hearing a message like this. You know,
amen.
This is a powerful, powerful message, and always right on time when
amen.
You're listening Straight to the Point. Yeah, so I'm just going to pick it up right where you left off and just get a little bit of heat up in here as well. You know, the Bible says that you shall reap if you faint not, you know, and God
yeah.
is about to, I am total agreement with you. God is about to surprise some folks. You know,
yes.
some folks that feel like they've been left out and forgotten about
yes.
and been suffering for a very long period of time and
yes.
watching everybody else win and they not winning. But God is about to surprise some folks with some glory that cannot
yes.
be compared. My God, that cannot be compared.
Yes.
You know, he says, I'm the times that we're waiting and the times that it looks like your turn ain't coming. God's preparing a table. My God.
Yeah.
He's preparing
yeah.
a table to show himself off, because God will get the glory out of our
yeah.
lives. And you said some profound things that don't look at it. Don't matter what you lost. Because restoration,
yeah.
restoration is always better than what you had, you know. And
yeah.
what you had won't even compare to what God is going to give and bless you
That's
with.
Right.
You know, so I
That's
thank
right.
God for the new things. And in order for a new thing to come about, the old has to go somewhere. He's got to defeat that thing. He's got to wipe that thing out. You know, think about Job. Job had some good things to come back to him, but look what had to happen first. He had to lose everything that he had.
That's right.
And so God could restore him with some new things, and the new things were way better than the things that he had before. And so I thank God for this word tonight, powerful word tonight, and I'm going to continue on in this word because this here thing was rich. I thank you. I thank you so much, and God bless you, and it's so good to hear you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Evangelist, for coming on. I wanted you to know that God is doing something new. Sometimes when God is doing a new thing, I'm telling you, it's sometimes you'd be like, wait a minute, God, now what's going on? But I just want you to know that you've been things, and it's your time. You know, it's your time. And a lot of times when it's our time, it don't feel like it. We'd be like, wait a minute, God, you said it's my time, but it don't look like it. Sometimes it don't feel like it. But God is lining everything up, you know.
Amen.
He's lining it up. He's lining it up for your favor, for your favor. Amen. What I mean by for your favor, I'm talking about so that not just God will favor you, but he's about to cause man to favor you as never before. Not just any old anybody. It's going to be, you're going to be surprised by the people who God is going to use to open up doors for you. You know, you're going to be surprised. You know, he is going to re-energize you in some areas, amen, that you that has been depleted. He's about to re-energize those areas, but he's about to bring some, and I know he's been introducing you to people, but God is going to bring somebody in your life that's going to change the whole landscape of, you know, of where you thought you was going. But you're going to end up going the way that God has always intended. Now, what you've been doing, yes, you've been walking in the plan of God. Amen. But for you to go to that whole next new level, God is about to introduce you to some people, my God, that you would have never known, that you don't even realize that they've been watching you. Amen. That they've been watching you and just waiting for God to give them the okay to move forward. But I declare and I decree by the power of the Lord that in the name of Jesus, that it is your time, it's your season,
Lord.
And today is the beginning of your ladder. In Jesus' name.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you,
that
Lord.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That it's the beginning, that they're going to start moving forward. And I declare and I decree, and I mark this word, I saturate it, and I eat it by the blood of the Lamb. And I pull out my prophetic key, and I unlock that door that has been stubbornly closed. And I unlock it, that it will open up for you to walk through, but open up so wide that before you even get to it, that it will start moving toward you, that it will beat you before you get to it. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, Evangelist.
Amen.
God
bless you.
Amen.
Thank you so much. God bless you. God
bless you. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, across the network, this is Straight to the Point. Hey, our next wonderful, wonderful family, Dr. Henderson, of course you know. It's the Hembricks, brother and sister Hembrick, y'all up with the doc right now. God bless you.
Hey, the Hembricks.
Hi.
Hi, Dr.
Henderson. Thank you.
How are you there?
Oh, my God. This was awesome. I was so glad to be here, but I want to give you all three words.
Amen.
I am back.
Hey, glory.
I am back. God for it. I thank him.
Yes.
Down for so long.
Hallelujah.
Be back up tonight. And I thank him. I thank him.
Hallelujah.
God, I thank you. God, I thank you.
Yes.
Jesus, Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
That was a bad place.
Yes.
Brought me out.
Amen.
Tonight.
Yes.
So I know this, what he has in store for me.
Yes.
To do his will, his way. That's it. I just pray you all accept me back.
Yes.
Evangelist Mays, I love you too.
Amen.
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 And Apostle Smallwood, hallelujah.
Amen.
I thank God for you too. Dr. Vaughn, you awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you. And Dr.
You
Henderson,
so
for the prayer, for the intercession.
Yes.
Thank you
yes.
for being true.
Yes.
I thank God so much for even knowing you.
Amen.
And I love you. I just want you to know tonight was an awesome night for me.
Amen.
I was delivered.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Prophet.
Oh, you have something to say to me?
I said, God bless you. God is not through blessing you. Amen.
Oh.
I just want you to be encouraged, and I'm just so glad that God spoke to your spirit on tonight. But God has been talking to you even before tonight. This was confirmation in your spirit. This was confirmation in your spirit. God had already been preparing you and talking to you, and it's not by coincidence that y'all called me early today. And, you know, that was God just confirming. And then I usually don't even answer the phone, you know, when I'm doing, when I'm working and when I'm working on certain things. But I saw your name, and I'm telling you, I said, let me answer this call. And I wasn't able to really talk to you, but God just told me to tell you, just to let y'all know, I'll be on the line tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And
yes.
So, but I just want you to know that God loves you that much that I stopped what I was doing to answer your call. That's how much God loves you. I don't do that for people.
Yes,
I don't do that. So I want you to know that God loves you and
Hallelujah.
That your ladder is going to be so much greater than anything that the enemy thought he was doing to you. So you get excited and get ready to testify like never before. God bless you, my dear. God bless
God.
You.
Amen. Hold on.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise
the Lord. Hey,
Elder. Glory to God. God is so good and so worthy to be praised. And we're just lifting his name up tonight because He's that good.
He's that.
I mean, it's no better one than I know than call on the name of Jesus. And every time I call on his name, I get so much joy in my soul. Joy in my sanctified soul. I thank God for everything that he's doing, everything that he's about ready to do. I thank him for where he's taking me. I thank God for, once again, I say this almost every week I'm on the line. I just thank God for this opportunity to be a part of Straight to the Point. I thank God for being on this platform. You know, God is just an awesome belief that God is going to do so much more.
I just
believe that, and I know that it's coming. It might be slow, but it's going to be sure. So because I know God is doing it, and I know God is working it out in his time. All I got to do is keep my little hands in his big hands.
Everything
is going to be all right. So, you know, God is just a powerful and an anointed God. And I'm so glad I know him. I am so glad I know God for myself. Did nobody tell me about it? I know that.
Yeah.
And I'm just so thankful tonight. I'm just so thankful for everyone that's on the line tonight. I'm so thankful for that. I'm thankful for you, Dr. Henderson. As my wife said, it's just so great to know you, to be, you know, be on the same platform that you're on. I mean, that's powerful to me. It means so much to both of us that we have you, praise God, in our corner as I guide in light. And it's so good to know that there's a light that's shining before us, and God is helping you to guide that light so that we can get closer to Him. And I'm just so thankful and so grateful tonight, because what an awesome God we serve. What
Amen.
A mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him, heaven and earth will adore Him. God is just so good, so good, so good. He's
yeah.
so worth.
Yeah.
Worth it. And every time, like I said, every time I get a chance to just to praise God, I praise Him even more. I thank Him
yeah.
every second. I thank God every time I'm walking, every time I'm talking, I said, thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Because I know that I open my mouth without Him speaking first. So I give God the glory for that. And I thank you tonight. And what a powerful word tonight. We enjoyed
Amen.
That word. We enjoyed that word tonight.
Amen.
Dr. Henderson, it just seems like every time you come on straight to the point or anywhere else you come on, it's just always that particular word that God gives you that is for the people of God. And it's really for, and it helps us tremendously. We get it gets caught deep down in our spirit, and we meditate on it. Like I say, meditate on the word
daily.
And God is just, you know, so good. Thank you for
Amen.
Tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Elder. It's always a pleasure. I want to thank you and Prophetess for holding down the four of you, Prophetess, and Amanda's name. You guys have been really faithful to this, straight to the point, and have picked up the baton, and you definitely have carried it. And I'm, you know, so grateful that you guys have, you know, have shown and are an example through the body of Christ that you got to keep going, even when you feel like you can't go any longer. But you guys are continuing to keep going and keep going and keep going. And I appreciate that you guys have been steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord. And for that, I want you to know that your labor has not been in vain. Your labor has not been in vain. So you
Amen.
Keep on going. You keep on reading your word and praying and keep on believing and trusting, because your ladder, and when God talk about ladder, He's not talking about age in the natural. So don't get so concerned about your age in the natural. He's talking about, amen, He's talking about seasons. He's talking about Kairos, His timing, amen, not Chronos, man's timing. So His time can be any minute, any second. That's why you don't have to, when you read the word ladder, you don't automatically think or have to think that it means years. It can mean instantly in Kairos time, in God's timing. It don't have to mean 5 years from now. I declare and I decree and I speak over your life in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost, you and Prophetess lives right now, because you're one. Amen. I speak by the power of God that the thing that has been blocking, the devil has been trying to block and hold up finances, hold up something from coming to pass in your lives that will change your lives financially. I bind and I rebuke that blockage right now in the name of Jesus. And I pull down that stronghold and I say, Satan, let go this man of God and this woman of God money. Let go their prosperity. Let it go in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Every debt be paid by the blood of Jesus. Every debt be paid. Every bill be paid. I bind and I rebuke lack. I bind and I rebuke poverty. I bind and I rebuke every generational and bloodline curse that tries to come into your lives and stop you from prospering. I speak prosperity in every area of your life, and I command by the power of the Holy Ghost that you will prosper. That you will prosper. You will prosper. And I speak prosperity. And I say you will prosper by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus, God, I don't speak faith. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The name that is greater than any demonic spirit that is trying to hold you down, that is trying to stop you.
Yes.
I bind and I rebuke it. I bind and I rebuke stagnation. I bind and I rebuke it, and I pull it. Pull it out. I pull it out of the roof in the name of Jesus. And I burn it by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You guys be blessed. Thanks for calling. God bless you.
God bless
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen around the globe, this is Straight to the Point. The Prophet Dr. Dolores T. Henderson, we're opening up the line. And I know Sister Sarah, Dr. Henderson, she probably off her seat right now, just standing up and excited. But Sister Sarah, you on with Dr. Henderson right now. God bless you. I know you're excited, Sister Sarah. God bless you.
God bless you, man of God. God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. You are a 31 woman. How are you?
I'm doing good. Dan, nice to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you, woman of God. It's always nice to hear yours. I mean, the message of God is flowing.
Amen. Amen.
It is powerful. Awful.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you have tuned in on tonight. I'm just so excited about the will. I just hear God saying the will of God, the will of God. Whatever you're going through, I want you to know that it is the will of God. It may not feel like it, look like it, but God said it's his will. Just rest in it. Rest in his will. Know that it is his will. Know that he is in it, even if it feel like he's not, even if it feel like it's, you know, it don't seem like this is God. I hear the Lord saying that it is his will. So you be encouraged on tonight, and thank you for tuning in. God bless you.
Okay, God bless you, woman of God.
You're welcome, Dr. Vaughn.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Henderson. Amen. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe. Back to you, Dr. Henderson.
Amen. So I just want everybody to know, those of you who are tuning in, who have tuned in, those who are listening, and those who are going to call back, I want you to know that what is not by coincidence that you experienced, some of you has experienced some shuddering in your life these last 6 months. There's been some shuddering, and you and it seemed like you haven't moved as fast as you wanted to move, or you're not where you want to be, amen, in this 6 month of 2023. But I come to encourage you that our God cannot lie, and he will not lie, that the glory, hallelujah, and I'm talking about in you, inside of you, in your house, amen, the glory inside of you, my God, it should be greater. Thank you for listening Straight to the Point. Tune in next Monday night on 347-843-4559. We're at the end of the show. We're about to go. But before we leave, let me leave you with this. Always love and love hard. Always forgive fast. And always, always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you, and you have a good night.
Abundantly above all you could ask for things. According to the power that worketh in us.
Hallelujah. How many believe it tonight? Somebody turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, he's able. Tell somebody else, he's able. Y'all ready?
Exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask for, according to the power that worketh in you, God is able to do just what he said he will do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able. How many believe it tonight? Yeah, yeah. He's able. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, y'all. I need y'all to help me sing. God. Wanted to give up.
mama wanted to throw in the towel. Anybody know God to be able? Don't give up on God when he won't give up on you. He's able.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, you've been listening to another edition of Straight to the Point with Prophet Dr. Dolores D. Henderson. God bless you. Everybody have a great rest of the evening, and everybody have a great and awesome week. Take care, and we'll see you next time. Remember, we're here on Monday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the network. Have a great day. Enjoy your wonderful life in Jesus' name. Amen.